So the Holy Word of God talks about that the gospel is an offense to the world. Why is the gospel an offense to the world? Gospel means good news. Because the gospel comes into the world and cuts. Hebrews 4, the word of God is a sword. The gospel comes into the world and cuts your feelings. It cuts your flesh. It cuts you out of this culture. It cuts you out of every false way. The gospel cuts you out of your family, your friends. Jesus said, I came to divide, not to bring unity, but to bring a sword. So the gospel cuts and separates and causes division. It causes conviction. To the people that don't love the gospel, it's not good news. But to the people that love the gospel of Jesus Christ, it's very good news. It means you can be cleansed, you can be washed, you can be made new. All your past sins can be forgiven. You can be cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. You can get a new start. That's what it means to be born from above and be a new creation. A lot of Americans claim they're born again, but they do not have the fruit of being born again. They go to church, they just believe. The Bible says the fruit that you're born again is you keep his commandments and you walk in the ways of Christ. John 15, without much fruit, what happens to branches? Christ is the vine, we're branches. I used to grow grapes. What happens to a branch that doesn't produce any fruit or very little fruit? Jesus said you'll produce much fruit. What happens to a vine that doesn't produce fruit? Well, Jesus tells us it gets cut off and thrown in the fire. That's hell. That's judgment. That's condemnation to weeping and gnashing of teeth. So you have to turn and repent of all those things that are going to bring condemnation. Sin is the transgression of God's law. So that's why the gospel is offensive, because people don't want to change their life. They don't want to change their flesh. They don't want to give up Satan's culture. The Packers are Satan's culture. Politics is Satan's culture. Badger football and sports is Satan's culture. The whole college is an antichrist institution. That's why the gospel is offensive, because you have to repent and turn from all of that. You have to deny your flesh and lose your life, like it says in Matthew 10. Go read the scriptures. The gospel is offensive. And in 1 Corinthians 1:18, God says he uses the foolish things. It talks about foolishness. The cross, the stake of Jesus Christ, he died on a tree, is foolishness to them that are perishing. But to us that are being saved, it's the gift, the grace, the mercy, the love of God in so many ways. And we embrace it. We walk in it. We love it. We cherish it. We obey it. We preach it. Paul said, go to preach. In Romans, it says, how will they hear unless they have a preacher? Everybody likes amplified music, amplified sports, amplified music, movie. But if the preacher lifts up his voice just a little bit, people cry, why don't you be quiet? Well, go tell the Packers to be quiet. Go tell your radio to be quiet. Go tell your movies to be quiet. Go tell your theaters to be quiet. Go tell your cars with your loud sound speakers to be quiet. No, I'm going to preach because this is my Father's footstool. The Bible says the earth is his footstool. That's it. And so I'm standing on his ground. So are you. We're breathing his air. You're getting a heartbeat from him every, two or three seconds, whatever. You're getting life and life everlasting in Christ if you'll repent and seek him and turn. So yes, the gospel is offensive. If it doesn't offend you, it's not powerful and truthful. Why do you think they killed Jesus Christ and Paul and Peter and the disciples and the prophets? Because they tickled people's ears? Because they made a easy believe gospel? No. They stood on the oracles of God, the truth of God. They didn't bend. They didn't waver. They didn't compromise. They came out of the culture. They came out of the church systems that are all corrupt. Roman Catholic, Baptist, Lutheran, Jehovah Witness, Mormon, non-denominational, name a flavor. I'll tell you when it was created and by who, what man. But yet I follow Christ. He established his body in the first century. His word, his truth cannot be broken. The Bible tells us of the beginning of man, the beginning of the earth, the beginning of sin. The entire Bible's about Jesus Christ, the Messiah, Savior to come. Yeshua means salvation. Jesus is salvation in his very name. Emmanuel, God with us. Last point. The American culture has been stripped of the truth of God. People rely on science, medicine, politics, the dollar, and it's all going to be taken away. The Antichrist is going to rise. We'll talk about that a little bit more. The Antichrist is going to rise in power. If you think COVID lockdown was something, you have not seen anything yet. Evil is coming, and it's going to rule the globe one day. So we just want to warn our neighbor while there's time. Turn and repent. Be made new by the gospel. Come out of your false church systems. Name one. Any man, come name a church system. I'll tell you why it's full of sin. And if you live in willful sin, the Bible says there's no sacrifice for sin. Hebrews 10:26. There's a police officer here. If I don't obey the law, he's going to come arrest me. And if I fight back, he's going to call a bunch of his buddies. That's just a human police officer. What is going to happen to you on Judgment Day as you've rebelled against God and his law and his word over and over and over? The eternal creator of the universe. What's God going to do to you? He's going to cast you away and say, I never knew you, you worker of iniquity. Matthew 7. So ponder all these things, neighbor. It's loving to call you to the truth of Jesus Christ on this glorious day.